Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Thank you.
They're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, they're not. They've never even been nominated. How has Styx never been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We're going to go through that list with Hammer in just a second. It is 1049. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. And Hammer, while you're in here, we should say congratulations to our big-time listener, Drake, and his wife. He posted on Twitter yesterday that they're expecting a baby.
I told everyone at the latest, a night with WIBC, someone's getting pregnant tonight. And lo and behold, if you look at the time frame, I think I was right.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mrs. Drake. Now, what's funny is during the commercial break, Casey was looking at Rob and I, and you just asked the question, should we say congratulations to Drake?
Yeah.
And I thought you meant the rapper. I was like, no, screw him.
I know. I was like shocked at you for a second. And then you realized I meant our listeners.
But his wife is expecting. Oh, that Drake.
Yes. Different Drake.
He is probably, of all the, I mean, we love every single one of our listeners. He is probably the biggest WIBC fan.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah.
I worked with him at the casino in Shelbyville for a little bit.
Oh, I bet that was wild.
Well, he was like the security staff. So, like, I'd get the people riled up and he'd have to throw them right out. Absolutely. Congratulations to Drake.
Okay, so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations are out. We covered this earlier. Clearly, there is one, just no questions asked, should be a unanimous vote. Warren Zevon, finally, 20 years after his death, nominated for the first time.
I haven't heard the list yet. So this is all new to me.
Well, here, I'll run it down for you really quick. Iron Maiden, Sheryl Crow, Willie Nelson, The White Stripes, Missy Elliott, Joy Division, New Order, George Michael, The Spinners, Soundgarden, Warren Zevon, Kate Bush, A Tribe Called Quest, Rage Against the Machine, and Cyndi Lauper.
So you're going to put Misdemeanor Elliott in, but yet Styx is not in.
Foreigner never even nominated. Boston never nominated. REO Speedwagon never nominated. Why do we even call this the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore?
So who has a more ridiculous Hall of Fame? Major League Baseball or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Okay, this is a great question. Did I not say that earlier? I said this has become a bigger joke than the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm more upset about the Baseball Hall of Fame because I care more about baseball, and it has really ruined it for me that they have ruined the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, how is Curt Schilling, arguably the greatest postseason pitcher of all time, not in? But, and no offense, because I know he's an Indiana guy, but Scott Rolen or somebody like Harold Baines.
Right.
What is going on here?
So the all-time home run leader in Major League Baseball, Barry Bonds. Like it or not, he is. Now, do I think he juiced? Absolutely. Because his head went from the size of a raisin to a watermelon. Same thing with Mark McGwire and all these dudes. But if you're going to celebrate the game and you're not going to put an asterisk next to their total, you're not going to do these things, they should probably go in.
That's a great point. We should put the asterisk because I wholeheartedly believe they should not be in. You also love known cheater and convicted felon Pete Rose, who should not be in, but you think Rose should be in.
Yeah, it's not a Hall of Fame for do-gooders. It's a baseball Hall of Fame, and the baseball player had more hits than anybody.
And Joe Jackson should be in too, then.
Yeah, yeah, I'm down
asterisk,
for this stuff.
Asterisk or no asterisk next to Pete Rose? Should it just be Pete Rose?
So here's the way that I've thought about this. This is the way you handle the steroid guys and cheaters and so forth. You put them in, you have a plaque, and then at the very end of the plaque, Barry Bonds played during the steroid era of 1993 through whatever.
Right.
And then people can kind of make their own claims after that. And that's your out for getting Bonds in, Roger Clemens in, a lot of these dudes.
I will make you a deal. I will concede on Barry Bonds, who I just totally despise, if they put on his plaque, his head during that time went from the size of a grape to the size of a watermelon. Deal? Have we struck a compromise?
Maybe that'll work for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too, if there's an asterisk next to Willie Nelson.
Why do they do this?
Like, not really rock and roll, but asterisk
then
country artist.
Why do they call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Why don't they just call it This is the Music Hall of Fame?
Right. 100%. If you're going to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it should be rock and roll people. And if it's just going to be a music Hall of Fame, then fine, do that. But you can't tell me that some of these bands you mentioned, Styx and, you know,
Foreigner. How is Foreigner not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Boston, on the first album alone, REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore, one of the 10 greatest songs ever written. I don't understand this at all.
And every time we talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I make this statement and I stand by it. It's as true today as it was the last time I said it. Weird Al Yankovic deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Or without an asterisk?
None.
Okay.
He checks every box.
Yeah, you're right.
It's record sales. Mm-hmm. It's tour revenue. Mm-hmm. It's pop culture significance. He's done movies. Yeah. He's done TV.
You're right.
He's done music. He checks every box.
Yeah. Does he have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Does he?
I have never even heard of a tribe called Quest. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes. Hip-hop group from the 90s, like late 80s, early 90s.
Hip-hop group, right? Like, that's what you think, right? Mm-hmm. Even like Run DMC could say, well, we did the thing with Aerosmith. So even they had at least a rock and roll type of hit. Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of these people.
You're really not a hip-hop guy, though.
Welcome to the party, pal.
All right, Hammer, what do you think about Tom Brady retiring again?
So this is going to be problematic for me because every time I cut my grass shirtless, people drive by and they think, oh my God, Tom Brady has moved into the neighborhood. Oh wait, it's football season. That must be Jason Hammer. But now that he's retired, I'm going to get this more and more.
Mm-hmm, you poor thing.
Can you recreate that car wash video you and Nige did? Because I think you're even bigger and fatter than you were then. Although you lost all that weight, so I don't know. But that car wash video you did was one of the great cinematic masterpieces. Can't believe the Academy overlooked that when handing out the awards that year.
Best supporting actor, Ben Polizzi, in that.
Absolutely.
Very good looking, in shape dude. And then there was Nigel and I.
Yeah, and he's still good looking and in shape, and you're still you. What's coming up this afternoon?
Biggest stories of the day, and Casey will come by for a little side piece action.
All right. Thanks, Hammer. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.